I will love covenant with you. It is yours, Lord.
Meie armastuse leping on sinuga.
Here's our tie, God.
Siin on meie and.
Here's our breast, God. Here's our breast, God.
Siin on meie.
Here's our breast.
Breast is meie rinnas.
Lord, if there is some lung disease here in this place now,
kui siin on kellegil mingi kopsu haigus,
I speak out healing in the name of Jesus.
Siis ma räägin praegu tervenemist Jeesuse nimel.
If there is a heart disease here in this place, I speak out be healed in the name of Jesus.
Kui selles paigas on südame haigus, siis ma räägin tervenemist Jeesuse nimel.
The heart belongs to the Lord.
Süda kuulub isandale.
Our spirit-filled life belongs to the Lord.
Meie vaimuga täidetud elu kuulub
isandale. There shall no disease in your lungs and in your heart in the name of Jesus.
Sinu südame see kopsus ei pea olema mingit haigus.
The love covenant
armastuse leping
towards you and the Lord,
sinu ja isanda vahel,
it belongs only to him.
Kuulub ainult
the Lord is renewing the first love in some of you here.
Praegu Jumal taastab esimest armastust.
There's a fire in the covenant with God and you.
Et on üks valgus, üks tuli lepingus.
There's a bright fiery light coming.
Seal on üks valge särav tuli.
Between the connection between you and God,
sinu ja Jumala vahel, selle ühenduse vahel.
Here we wave.
Siin me ootame.
Here we heave.
Siin me oleme.
Here we wave.
Siin me ootame.
Our hearts,
meie südametes,
our life, Lord,
meie elu isand,
here we wait,
siin me ootame,
here we heave,
siin me oleme,
our covenant, Lord,
ja meie leping isand,
our tie,
meie kümnis,
to you,
sinule,
here is our fat,
siin on meie rasv.
The living sacrifice.
Elav offer.
We worship you.
Me ülistame, kiidame
sind. In the fat and in truth.
Selles rasvas ja selles tões.
We bless you, Lord.
Me ülistame sind, isand.
We love you, Lord.
Me armastame sind.
Our King.
Meie kuningas.
Draw us nearer.
Tõmba meid lähemale.
Draw us closer.
Kutsu meid lähemale.
Fashion us.
Muuda meid.
In your garment of love.
Sinu riietuse.
Cover us.
Katta meid.
Lead us, Lord.
Ja juhi meid.
From an old field, God.
Vanast
into the new.
Vanast väljast uude.
There is the spirit.
Seal on üks vaim.
Of Elijah.
Eelia vaim.
There is the spirit.
Vaim.
Of Elijah.
Eelia vaim.
Pulling us away.
Tõmbama meid eemale.
From an old field.
Vanast paigast.
Into the field.
Uude.
Of revelation.
Uude ilmutuse paika.
Increase, O God.
Kasvata meid.
Increase,
laienda
O God.
Meid.
Lord, we move.
Ja me liigume.
With you, Son of God.
Sinuga, Jumala poeg.
As the prophet.
Kui prophet.
Yes, Lord.
Ja, isand.
Yes, Lord.
Ja, isand.
You collecting the tribes, Messiah.
Sina korjad neid suguarusid kokku,
Messias. The tribes are coming under your garment, Father.
Ja need suguarud tulevad sinu katte või tiibade või riietus alla.
We move with you, Jesus.
Me liigume koos sinuga.
We move first with Judah.
Me liigume kõigepealt koos Juudaga.
Judah goes first.
Juuda läheb esimesena.
Praise goes first.
Kiitos läheb ees.
To enter into the new field.
Et siseneda uuele alale.
Oh Lord, how we really love you.
Kuidas me sind armastame.
Oh Lord.
O Isand.
Touch our soul.
Puuduta meie hinge.
Touch our heart.
Puuduta meie südant.
Touch our spirit.
Meie vaimu.
Oh Lord.
Isand.
Renew our conscience, God.
Uuenda meie südame
by your precious blood.
Sinu kalli verega.
The blood of Messiah.
Messia verega.
From the middle cross of Calvary.
Kolgata keskmiselt ristilt.
Change has come.
Muuda meid, Isand.
Change has come.
Muuda meid.
Because of the Holy One.
Püha pärast.
Forgiveness has come.
Andeks and on tulnud.
To take bitterness away.
Et viia kibedus minema.
To bring back the love.
Et tuua armastus tagasi.
And the joy in the Lord.
Ja rõõm Isandas.
Your change has come.
Sina muudad meid, Isand.
Your transformation has come.
Sinu transformatsioon on tulnud.
Because this is the day.
Sest see on see päev.
The new day of the Lord.
Uus Isanda päev.
We long for you, Lord.
Me igatseme sinu järele, Isand.
We long more of you.
Enamat sind.
Draws nearer.
Tõmba meid enda lähedale.
Into your heart.
Oma südame juurde.
Let us feel, Lord.
Las me tunda seda.
The heartbeat of the Father.
Isa, sinu südame tukseid.
Let we move.
Et me liiguksime.
With the compassion of Him.
Tema kaastundega.
To release acts of righteousness.
Et vabastada õigsuse tegusid.
This is the season of the fruit of the trees.
Et see on puu viljade hooaeg.
This is the eighth month.
Kaheksas kuu.
In the spiritual calendar of God.
Jumala vaimses kalendris.
The fruit of the trees.
Puu viljad.
They speak about the spiritual fruit.
See räägib vaimsest viljast.
Because they hang in the atmosphere.
Sest nad ripuvad seal atmosfääris või õhus.
So there's the fruit of the Spirit, the ninefold fruit.
Üheksakordne vili, vaimu vili.
And it says that the trees in the heavenly Jerusalem,
et need puud taevases Jerusalemas,
they are planted at the river,
et nad on istutatud jõe äärde.
And they bring fruit every time.
Ja nad kannavad kogu aeg vilja.
And the leaves are for the healing.
Ja lehed on tervenemiseks.
But the fruit are for the nurturing.
Aga need viljad on toitmiseks.
So the fruit of the Spirit in your life.
Nii et vaimu viljad sinu elus.
Is a fruit.
On vili.
That you use to nurture others.
On selleks, et teisi toita.
See, if you have one fruit, for example, is peace.
Näiteks sul on üks vili, shalom. Mille nimi on rahu, shalom.
You share shalom with others
sa
who are in stress.
Rahu teistega, kes on ärevuses.
You share joy with those
ja sa jagad rõõmu nendega,
who have no joy anymore.
Kellel ei ole enam rõõmu.
You share with them joy.
Sa jagad seda rõõmu nendega.
You take them with them.
Sa võtad nad endaga.
See, if they taste,
ja kui nad siis maitsevad neid
they
vilju,
will see,
siis nad näevad.
Because it's a revelationary fruit.
Sest see on üks ilmutuslik vili.
It's a spiritual fruit.
See on vaimne vili.
You nurture their spirit.
Sa toidad vaimu.
See, as the people were driven after a social network of Jesus.
Inimesed on nagu
tõmmatud. As he multiplied the bread.
Sellesse sotsiaalsesse võrku, kui ta jagas seal leiba.
And as Jesus disappeared for some time, the people were searching.
Inimesed otsisid teda.
With the natural desire.
Loomuliku igatsusega.
The natural eye.
Loomuliku silmaga.
To search after Jesus.
Et näha otsida Jeesust. Loomulikult.
It means it's not wrong to search Jesus.
See ei tähenda, et on vale otsida Jeesust.
But the first searching must be the spiritual
searching.
They were searching to fill their stomachs.
Nad otsisid, et nad saaksid oma kõhud jälle täis seda leiba.
They said, where were you, Jesus?
Nad küsid, kus oled, Jeesus?
And he said, you were not searching because of this, what I want to share. You were searching because of the bread that I gave you.
Selle leiva pärast, mida ma andsin teile.
So what is really important for us as saints,
nii et meil pühadena on oluline,
if we do social things,
et kui me teeme sotsiaalseid asju,
don't forget to share the living manna of
siis
God.
Ära unusta jagamast elavat Jumala mannat.
This was the season where Jesus shared about his body and his blood.
See oli hooaeg, kui Jeesus jagas oma ihust ja verest.
See, this circumstance of natural searching,
see loomuliku otsimise olukord.
They were searching the natural Jesus.
Nad otsisid loomuliku Jeesus.
But I want to ask you whom you are searching.
Aga ma küsin, keda sina otsid.
I'm searching the supernatural
mina
Jesus.
Mina otsin üle loomuliku Jeesus.
I'm searching the one who appeared to John.
See, keda silmus Johannesele.
With hair like white wool.
Kelle juuksed oli kui valge viil.
Fiery eyes.
Põlevad tulised silmad.
And a tongue that is a double-edged sword.
Mis oli nagu kahe teraline mõõk.
Full of a glancing appearance.
Täis Jumala au hiilgus.
And if we're searching the supernatural.
Ja kui me otsime üle loomuliku.
He makes you super.
Siis teeb ta sind üle loomulikuks. Super loomulikuks.
You know, if you experience things that are really good, you say, wow, that's super.
Ja kui sa näed mingid asju, mille peale sa ütled, oh, see on nii lahe või super.
You know, the supernatural,
üle loomulik või super loomulik,
it brings not only a natural feeling of good,
see toob sellise loomuliku tunde,
good,
et sa
well.
Tunned nagu loomulikult hästi, et sa madalam nagu.
It touches your mind, body and soul.
Ja see puudutab sinu mõistust, ihu ja hinge.
So Jesus is not minimizing it's only the spiritual. He's also saying about the natural.
Jeesus räägib ka loomulikust, ta ei alahinda loomulikust.
But you cannot put one level out and say this is it.
Aga sa ei saa panna seda ainult sellega piirduda.
There's provision.
On üks ülenägemus, üks rohkem enam kui nägemus.
Spiritual and natural.
Vaimne ja loomulik.
I want that you, Pille, please share your supernatural experience that you had on the island.
Seal Saaremaal oli tal üks üleloomulik kogemus.
And this belongs to the body of Christ.
See kuulub Kristus ihule, et seda tuleks jagada, et ma tunnen seda. Ka siin jagada.
This is about the supernatural.
Ja see on üleloomulik. Üleloomulikuses.
And it will manifest in the natural.
Aga see ilmneb loomulikuses.
See oli siis eelmine.
Ja see oli laupäeva öö vastu pühapäeva. Ja kell 2 oli meil koosolek Saaremaal ja siis see oli hästi pikk koosolek, kuskil 6 tundi. Peaaegu 6 tundi. Ja see lõppes ära ja siis kuidagi seal oli pime, seal valgustust ei olnud saare peal ja siis me läksime vara magama. Noh, küllaltki. Ja ma ärkasin üles lihtsalt... mitte nii sama, aga ma tundsin, et mind nagu äratati üles ja ma kuulsin selliseid sõnu. Need olid nagu mitte küll nagu kuuldavad sõnad, aga samal ajal niivõrd selgelt, nagu Jumal, nagu selline määrus või selline ütlus oli, ma kuulsin, et ja see oli inglise keeles oli see, mis ta mul ütles, et it's time for double. Now it's time for double. Ja teine lause oli, et now it's time for wonders and miracles. See on siis, et aeg on kahekordse osa jaoks ja on aeg imede ja tunnustähtede jaoks. Ja ma tundsin, et see oli nagu nüüd nagu mingisugused mõõdud olid täis saanud või ajavahemik ja nüüd nagu Jumal ütles sellise määruse. Ja siis ma vaatasin pärast veel kella lihtsalt niimoodi, et umbes, et noh, mis kell on, sest ma tundsin nii puhanud, nagu oleks juba hommik. Ma olin kindel, et on juba hommik. Ja kell oli alles, oli 00.38 oli kella peal. Ja siis ma nagu eriti sellele tähelepanu ei pööranud, aga hommikul hakkasin mõtlema, et noh, lihtsalt mõtisklema selle üle ja siis mõtlesin, et 00, see tähendab, et on juba nagu uus päev alanud pärast 12 ja 38, siis ma panin veel selle oma vanusega kokku. Lihtsalt niimoodi mõtisklesin, aga point, et nagu uus päev on alanud.
Jesus. You know, this is a season. I shared it a little bit in the last.
Ma jagasin sellest.
In the last seminar.
Sel seminaril Elisas.
But this is a season where
on hooaeg,
the praegu. Day is shifting to the next day.
Et nagu
but
päev,
it's still dark.
Nagu hakkab juba uueks päevaks saama, aga on ikka veel pime.
You are not seeing what is
näe,
going on.
Mis toimub.
But it is still the time where the darkness gets more or less.
Pimedus aega, aga see hakkab vähenema.
Because the time of the increasing of light is pushing it away.
Sest et valguse suurenemine lükkab nagu selle pimeduse ära.
And if you are now not knowing what will happen
ja kui sa nüüd
in
ei
the
tea,
next
mis
season,
toimub,
in the next days, weeks,
järgmistel nädalatel,
I have to tell you.
Siis ma pean sulle ütlema.
And this is what we sang today also.
See oli see, mis me ka täna
I will praise you in the morning until the evening.
Ma kiidan sind hommikust õhtuni.
You praise with revelation.
Sa kiidad ilmutusega.
See the beginning of the day moves the sun up.
Tõstab päikse üles.
This speaks about the increasing of light.
Valgus suureneb.
And you enter into the new day
ja
by the power of revelation.
Ilmutuse väes uude päeva.
See, the people of Israel, they start to celebrate the new day that is coming in the evening.
Ja Iisraelis uus päev hakkas juba nagu õhtul.
God started to create the world with the night.
Jumal alustas maailma loomist ööga.
There was darkness, and he spoke, let there be light.
Ja ta ütles siis, et olgu seal valgus.
And the creative power of God started to move and to increase
Jumala
day
loovägi
by day.
Hakkas tõusma ja kasvama päev päeval.
And this is the same structure where we as the bride of Christ are moving.
Ja see on see sama, kus meie liigume Kristuse pruudina.
Now I want to give you a little bit the understanding about the...
Ma tahan,
this is a prophetic candy.
Ja see on üks profetlik... mis asi?
Candy, like
kom,
sweet.
Kom.
You see... I want to speak about this night watch.
Ma tahan rääkida öövalvest.
But before I want to share what happened to me.
Ma tahan jagada kõigepealt
on the same day.
Samal päeval minuga juhtus.
The same morning.
Samal hommikul öösel õigemini.
Now I was also laying in the bed and was facing the wall.
Olin oma voodis seal ja vaatsin seina poole näoga, nagu magasin seina poole.
In the midst of the night I heard audible the knocking.
Ja öösel ma kuulsin täiesti kuuldavat koputust ukse peale.
And I woke up
ma ärkasin,
and I got reminded of a situation that I experienced years ago in Berlin.
Ja mul tuli meelde üks olukord Berliinis aastaid tagasi.
As the Lord called me to go into the word and to read this word to have fellowship with him in the morning hours.
Jumal kutsus mind hommikuti temaga osaduses olema piiblit lugema.
Oh Lord, there was the fire by night.
Seal oli öö, pime, valve,
and the cloud by day.
Tuli ja pilv päeval.
This is about we enter today into the fire.
Täna me siseneme tulle.
The cloud of fire.
Tule pilve.
Cloud by day.
Pilv päeval.
And fire by night.
Ja tuli öösel.
This is our resting place.
See on meie hingamispaik.
Now as I heard this,
ja kui ma seda kuulsin,
I woke up,
ärkasin,
looking to the door,
vaatasin ukse
and expecting
poole.
The Lord Jesus would enter
arvasin,
in.
Et äkki Jeesus tuleb sisse.
I said in the, you know, I said to the Lord in the spirit.
Ja ma ütlesin vaimus isandale.
I said, here I am, Lord.
Ma ütlesin, siin ma olen isand.
Your servant is hearing.
Sinu sulane kuuleb.
And then the Lord reminded me on the situation as he knocked at my door
ja
in Berlin.
Tuletas mulle seda sama olukorda Berliinis meelde.
And in that situation he said, Daniel.
Ja siis ta ütles mulle siis Daniel.
It's time.
On aeg.
To search me and to read my word.
Otsida mind ja lugeda minu sõna.
And I was really terrified.
Ja ma oli tegelikult suur hirm, aukartus.
Go to shower and then search me.
Mine duši alla ja siis otsi mind.
So I did.
Ja siis ma tegingi seda.
And then I was looking on
ja siis ma vaatasin
mobile phone
oma mobiiltelefoni
and it was 2:38
ja kell oli täpselt 2:38
It's time for wonders and miracles.
On aeg imedeks ja tunnustähtedeks.
0038 1238 2:38 So God speaks sometimes in those riddles.
Vahest Jumal räägib selliste võrdkujude kaudu.
And he was confirming, I saw a part of it.
Ja ta kinnitas seda osa sellest.
And she saw a part of it.
Ja siis tema Pille nägi teise osa sellest.
It means that the Lord is telling us.
See tähendab, et isand räägib meile.
If you search me.
Kui sina otsid mind.
If you come closer to me.
Kui sa tuled minuligi.
Wonders and miracles.
Siis imed ja tunnus tähed.
They will follow you.
Siis nad lihtsalt järgnevad.
God will not do signs, wonders and miracles.
Jumal ei tee imesid tunnustähti.
Through us.
Meie läbi.
If we are not close connected
with
him.
Kui me ei ole temaga lähedases osatuses.
To do signs, wonders and miracles, we must have first the love relationship to the Lord.
Selleks et teha imesid tunnustähti peab meil olema armastus osatus Jumalaga, isandaga.
Now the third This is the third or the time when it happened.
Ja nüüd kolmas kord, kui see juhtus.
See, we have in the spirit realm four night watches.
Meil on vaimus vääris sellised öövalvekorrad.
And they are parted in 3 hours.
Ja nad on jaotatud 3 tunni kaupa.
See, it starts with, at 6
algab kell 6
p.m. because of the new day.
Õhtul.
And then it goes to 9.
Ja siis läheb kella 9.
From 9 to 12.
Ja 9-12.
From 12 to 3.
12-3.
From 3 to 6.
Ja 3-6.
Here you have 12 hours.
12 tundi.
But I want to speak only about the third one.
Aga nüüd ma räägin ainult kolmandast.
Let me make it bigger here. So this is a strategy.
Nüüd see on see strateegia.
You know, me in Berlin, I do it. I have my notes about the night watches and if I wake up
Mul on need märkmed sellest öövalvest ja kui ma ärkan
and I feel that the Lord is now moving
Ja ma tunnen et isand liigub
then I'm not 100% knowing what
ja
time is it I look to my notes and look what's going on
Ma vaatan oma märkmed ja siis ma tean mis toimub
and by that I come in agreement with the word and I start
ja
to proclaim
sõnaga,
the word
ja ma hakan kuulutama välja sõna
don't make it religious start oh,
et ära muutun ükseks religioosseks
declare it only say yes Lord
Kuuluta.
I come in agreement with that
and sellega, ja siis ütled välja
and you establish
ja rajad
for the day
päeva jaoks
your way
oma tee
You arrange your day.
Sa nagu määrad või korraldad oma päeva.
You like it?
Sulle meeldib see.
Are you the one who is trained in that?
Kas sina oled see, kes on seda teinud?
Is it this lady who knows about the times and
Kas sina tead aegadest?
Behind you, Lydia? Is she, yeah? Okay, this is the season if those
See on hooaeg.
It happened in that time, so I want to make you aware.
Et kui, et ma tahan, et sa teaksid.
Because I feel this is really for the body of Christ here
also.
And because I had it also, so I'm from Germany, I believe it's also for Germany. And it's not a coincidence that 2:38:00:38.
See,
if those things happen, this is not a coincidence. Okay, this is the season or the time when the cook is crying.
See on kuke laulu aeg.
This was the season where Peter denied
see oli aeg,
the Lord.
Petrus salgas isanda.
It was cold.
Oli külm.
Was searching for fire.
Otsis sooja tuld.
See, it's a season where the devil tries to intimidate you for the day that you are in fear in front of confrontation if people ask you about Jesus or somehow.
Et kurat nagu püüab sind rünnata ja sind hirmutada, et kui inimesed peavad sind äkki päeva jooksul konfronteerida Jeesuse suhtes
või midagi. In Psalm 110:3
Laul 110:3
It's only some scriptures, there are much more scriptures to the night watches,
kohta,
but
aga ma loen mõned. 110:3
Wait, let me see here. Let me look if it is the right one. Yes. This speaks about the dew of the morning. This is the season.
See räägib nagu hommiku kaste aeg, ajast, koiduajast.
Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. The womb of the morning is this time frame. You have the dew of your youth.
Et siis nagu su rahvas on meeleldi valmis su sõttamineku päeval pühas ehtes ilmub su ette su noorte sõdijate vägi nagu kaste koidu üsast.
See, the dew speaks about it manifests in the atmosphere. It's not a rain.
See ei ole nagu vihm.
And it comes down on the earth, nurturing the earth.
See tuleb aga esile ja ta kastab maad.
And if you study about the dew of God fell also on the manna.
Ja kui sa loed sellest kastest, siis samuti manna ilmus kui kaste.
And also Jesus said, see, we have the word of God. We have the old covenant,
meil
we have the old testament, new testament.
Leping.
And because of this,
we
move in the eternal structure of God.
Me liigume Jumala igaviku struktuuris.
And if we know the word,
ja kui me tunneme sõna,
we can put the revelation of the Logos,
loogose ilmutuse,
and bring it into our present time and make a rhema word.
Ja tuua sa selle praegusesse aega ja teha ta rhema sõnaks.
See, I want to help you to understand how it works.
Ma tahan, et sa aru saaksid, kuidas see toimib.
Now, the dew of the morning.
Hommiku kaste.
And it speaks also about the in the English version, it's better. It speaks about the youth, the dew of the youth or somehow.
Ja siin ka räägib noortest sõdijatest.
And so it has to do with new things,
see
new beginnings.
Uutest asjadest, uutest algustest.
And new things are every time connected with uncertain
ja uued
things.
Asjad on alati seotud ebamugavuse, ebakindlusega.
It may sound first if you hear the new, it is strange.
Et vahest, kui sa kuuled midagi uut, siis see kõlab sulle väga veider.
But you feel that you have peace here.
Aga
you have a witness in your spirit.
On tunnistus ja rahu.
But you cannot address really how it works.
Aga sa ei saa päris aru, kuidas see asi toimima hakkab.
And this is really important that we receive the dew.
Et on hästi tähtis, et me võtaksime vastu selle kaste.
And the dew was connected to the manna.
Ja see kaste on seotud siis selle mannaga.
As the people of Israel went to the desert, transition time to the promised land. So it was the food of strength for them, supernatural.
Siis see oli üleloomulik niukene kaste.
It is also called the bread of angel of the angels.
Seda nimetatakse ka inglite leivaks.
Because it's supernatural.
See, on üleloomulik.
See, Jesus said that he is the manna, the living manna.
Jeesus ütles, et mina olen elav manna või elav leib.
And if you ask me, okay, Daniel, what is the dew on Jesus?
Ja siis sa võid küsida, mis on see kaste siis Jeesuse peal.
It's the spirit of prophecy.
See on profeti vaim.
See, the witness of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Jeesuse tunnistus on profeti vaim.
If we go to Revelation 19:10e,
kui me läheme ilmutuse 19:10,
we can read about that the witness of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Seal ongi kirjas, et Jeesuse tunnistus on profeti vaim.
So it's the Holy Spirit who's administrating the prophetic power on your life.
Püha vaim jagab siis prohvetliku väge sinu ellu.
See, and he administers like you are established or matured.
Ja ta annab sulle nii palju kui rajatud või küpsa oled.
You will not get a piece of meat to a child that is fresh born.
Kes on alles vast sündinud.
So what you will give him? You will give him milk,
sa annad
for example.
Sa annad kõigepealt piima.
But milk speaks also about the word.
Aga piimgi räägib sõnast.
Meat speaks also, or solid food speaks also about the word.
Aga ka sõna, kui liha räägib sõnast.
The measure that is given to the person in the maturity structure, it's the same measure. If there is a person that is mature enough to eat meat,
et kui seal on isik, kes on piisavalt küpset süüa liha,
it's the same measure that God is giving to the person who is not mature enough and drinks milk.
Siis ta annab sama mõõdu kui sellele, kes on alles ebaküps ja joob piima.
It means not that the one who became a fresh Christian, born again,
et see, kes nüüd on uuesti sündinud ja uus kristlane,
that he is more or less in the eyes of God.
Et ta on nagu vähem Jumala silmis, et see ei ole nii.
See, a child is still a human being.
Laps on ikka juba inimene.
A grandma is still a human being.
Ja vanaema on ka täitsa inimene.
So it makes no difference.
Et vahet pole ju.
It has ears, it has a mouth, everything the same.
Ja kõik on sama.
Okay, this is really important that we get not in rivalry. This is why I tell you this.
Sellepärast ma räägingi, et me ei hakkaks üksteisega rivaalitsema.
Now, as Nebuchadnezzar went into the prideful lifestyle,
kui Nebuchadnezzar läks uhkeks,
see, watching out on the heights, looking to the big promised, his big promised land,
ta oli kõrges paigas ja vaatas oma maalasid.
He got an overview.
Ta oli seal ülevaade
sellest. And in that moment, a watchman angel,
ja sel hetkel üks valvuringel,
this is only a scripture where this kind of angel appears.
See on üks ainuke kirjakoht, kus sellist liiki ingel ilmus.
I would call it a police angel.
See oli nagu politsei ingel.
You know, a high police officer.
Sükkene hästi kõrget sorti politsei
ingel. And said, now is the time to humble yourself.
Ja ta ütles, et nüüd on aeg ennast alandada.
Put him out of the heights, put him into the valley.
Ja pani ta orgu.
There he was moving like an ox and eating grass and everything.
Ta oli nagu loom, kes sõi rohtu.
So and it says here that while he was in the valley, he was
ja kui ta seal orus
he was getting really a wild beast, I would call.
Siis ta muutus täitsa metsikuks loomaks, elukaks.
And as the dew of heaven, as the dew came on him,
kaste tuli tema üle,
Nebuchadnezzar started to recognize,
siis hakkas Nebuchadnezzar ära tundma,
that the Lord of Daniel, the prophet,
et Danieli isand, Jumal,
is the Lord who can put kings into office or take
Jumal,
them away.
Kes võib anna inimesi ametisse ja võtta ka neid sealt ära.
This was producing the dew.
Ja seda tegi siis see kaste taevast.
This produces revelationary knowledge.
See toob ühe ilmutusliku teadmise.
See, it's like a light beam that pierces into your heart,
mis lõhestab sinu südame,
and manifests and brings a shaking here in the logical system.
Ja toob ühe raputuse ja loogilisesse süsteemi mõistusesse.
And by the shaking,
ja selle raputuse läbi,
the wrong mindset is shaken and is falling.
Lihtsalt kukub ära.
And suddenly you start to see.
Ja äkitselt sa hakkad nägema.
I had a lady I heard about a testimony of a lady.
Ma kuulsin ühte tunnistust ühest naisest.
And she said she was really continually going to the meetings, the prophetic meetings.
Ja ta käis jätkuvalt pidevalt igasugustel prohvetlikel koosolekutel.
Not only the last time, for a longer period.
Väga pikka aega käis.
And some time ago she said, now my eyes pop up and I'm now
ütles,
recognizing what is going on.
Ma saan aru, mis üldse toimub.
See, we can hear the sound of revelation,
asju,
but we cannot see.
Aga ei näe.
So it's connected with, as John heard the sound,
ja see oli see, kui Johannes
as the voice of a trumpet,
nagu ühte pasuna häält,
it says he started to turn and to see the voice.
Ja hakkas ka nägema seda häält.
So it is connected with renew your understanding about things. If you say, how can I see a sound?
Kuidas ma näen häält?
You know, sound creates movement.
Hääl loob liikumise.
As we started to worship,
kui me hakkame ülistama,
we went into movement.
Siis me läheme ühte liikumisse.
Not only in the natural, in the spiritual, it became like this water pot started to move. It was silenced. Now it started to move.
Et nüüd hakkab nagu üks liikumine.
And it went wavy.
Ja see muutub nagu selliseks
laineliseks. And started to bless the Lord at the seashore.
Ja see hakkab õnnistama nagu isandat.
Yeah, like, we
et need on nagu
Lord.
Lained, mis tulevad randa.
Now I saw those waves on one cold day here as the snow
päeval,
was falling.
Sadas, siis ma nägin neid laineid.
The first snow in the second part of the year here.
Et esimene lumi.
And the waves were really white, you
ja
know,
need,
and
like, lained on hästi metsikud ja valge harjalised. Ja
and it was more in far away from the beach and they came.
Ja nad olid kaugel rannast.
They showed up.
Ja mida lähemale
before,
nad jõudsid.
More than I think 200-300 meter or
200-300 meetrit.
And then they came more and more.
Ja siis nad läksid järjest metsikumaks ja suuremaks.
And this is how it works in worship.
Ja see on sama aga ülistuses.
Every one of you is a special wave.
Iga üks teist on eriline laine, mis toob ühe liikumise.
You bring movement into the heart of God.
Sa toob liikumise Jumala südamesse.
By your love
oma armastuse ja osaduse suhtega.
So what I heard also today was the Lord was saying.
Ja täna kuulsin oli see, et isand ütles.
Give your sacrifice with a movement.
Anna oma see ohver koos liikumisega.
And then I asked the Lord, okay Lord, what does this mean?
Mida see tähendab?
And he reminded me on the different offerings, the wave offering, the heave offering.
Et
see, the wave offering
et on
and the heave offering.
Offer ja tõste offer, tõste lõiv.
And they were connected. This is
ja
what, why I'm saying that. With the tie, the heave offering was connected with the tie.
Et see kõigutus offer on seotud nagu puusaga.
And the wave offering was connected with the breast. The breast.
Tõste lõiv on seotud puusaga ja kõigutus ohver on seotud rinnaga. Nii.
And behind the what? And behind the breast.
Ja, et on nagu lainetus.
See, the wave offering is this.
Et lainetus ohver on nagu horisontaalis.
And the heave offering is this.
Ja tõste lõiv on siis see nagu vertikaalis.
Horizontal?
Horisontaalne.
Vertical.
Ja vertikaalne.
This speaks about the cross, see?
Ja see räägib ristist siin.
So it's not religion what the priest did in the Old Testament.
See ei olnud üldse religioosne, mida seal
vanast
testamist. See oli tegelikult vaimuga täidetud liikumine.
And it says that the fat of the thigh was given to God.
Et see külje rasv anti Jumalale.
And see, the thigh speaks about covenant.
Ja see puus räägib lepingust.
As Jacob was fighting with the Lord, he got touched on the thigh.
Kui Jakob võitles seal ingliga isandaga, siis ta sai puusa närv sai viga.
And this is why the Jews are not eating the thigh of the lamb.
Ja sellepärast kunagi juudid ei söö puusa närvi.
They remember covenant with God.
Neil on meeles see leping Jumalaga.
They have fear and they understand what it means.
Neil on au kartus ja arusaamine sellest,
mida Jumal teeb. So what was the covenant? It was the inheritance that God gave him.
See oli üks pärand, mis Jumal andis
neile. Oh Lord, would you bless me? This was really violent. He was not saying, Lord, I will not let you go until you bless
lahti, kuni sa õnnistad mind.
He was violent.
Ta oli väga vägivaldne.
We have to be violent to take the kingdom
et kuningriiki saada. Kuningriigi saavad
take
vägivaldsed.
The kingdom of God by force.
Et saada, kuningriik peab olema vägivaldne.
If you say, oh, I will wait,
sa
I will
ootan,
wait,
ootan, ootan.
There will nothing happen.
Siis midagi ei juhtu.
You must move.
Sa pead ka liikuma.
See, as Jesus came in agreement with the Father,
isa, Jeesus, nõustus isaga,
the Father said, you know, Jesus,
isa ütles, Jeesus,
the snake started to deceive my people.
Et see madu siin petab inimesi,
and
minu
I cannot allow the snake to rule over my
ja me ei
people.
Saa lasta sellel maol valitseda minu inimeste üle.
Jesus, I want not, I don't want to make a virtual picture of all the sacrifices.
Ja ma ei taha teha sellest virtuaalset pilti nendest
I want to have once more again the strong relationship continually with my people.
Ma tahan, et see tugev osadus inimestega jätkuks.
Can you agree with me, my son?
Et mu poeg, kas sa nõustud minuga, et ma saadan sinu?
I believe this was a really holy moment in heaven. All the angels were silent. There was not singing holy, holy. They were waiting.
Nad ei öelnud püha, püha, nad ootasid.
And then he said,
ja siis ta ütles,
yes, my Lord.
Ja, mu isand.
Father, I will go.
Isa, ma lähen.
And as he was sent,
ja kui ta siis läks,
ütles, transformation started to happen.
Siis hakkas üks transformatsioon
toimuma. And it's still moving.
Ja see ikka veel toimib.
And we have the relationship back.
Ja meil on tagasi jälle osadus isaga.
See, there is movement.
On liikumine.
Jesus came in agreement. You must come
Jeesus
in agreement
nõustus.
With the will of God.
Sa pead nõustuma Jumala tahtega.
It's good if you hear the calling. It's good if you hear a prophetic word.
See on hea, kui sa kuulet prophetliku sõna.
But how can the prophetic word manifest in your life?
Kuidas see prophetlik sõna saab ilmneda sinu elus?
You must move in the will of God.
Sina pead liikuma Jumala tahtesse.
And while you move,
ja kui sa liigud,
you position yourself
siis sa paned ennast
in what the Lord told you.
Sellesse, mis isand on sulle rääkinud.
And those words are not only one piece word.
Ja need ei ole ainult ühe osalised
sõnad. Those words are confirmed by others.
Need on kinnitatavad teiste
poolt. And have an inner witness in your spirit.
Ja sinu sees, sinu vaimus on üks tunnistus.
And because of this,
ja selle tõttu,
you move by faith.
Sina liigud usus.
Now here was the tie.
Seal oli see puus.
Covenant.
Leping.
The fat of the tie was given to God.
See puusa liha rasv anti Jumalale.
And it was a fiery offering.
Ja see oli üks tuleoffer.
I mean pour oil in a fire.
See oli nagu õli valamine tulle, see plahvatas.
See, this speaks about the fat, speaks about the spirit-filled worship.
Vaimuga täidetud ülistusest.
Those, the time has come where the true
Aeg
worshipers
tulnud,
will worship the Father in spirit, in
vaimus,
the reason, in the fatness of Him and in truth.
Tões ja vaimus.
Here, this is our truth.
Siin on meie tõde.
And the breast.
Ja see rind.
See, behind the breast,
rinna taga,
there you have the lungs,
seal on kopsud,
there you have the heart,
seal on süda.
This speaks about the deep things. You breathe with the lungs,
asjadest.
You carry with your heart.
Sa kannad asju oma südames.
Emotional moves.
Emotsionaalselt.
You express things.
Sa väljendad asju.
This speaks about real intimacy.
Sa räägid tõelisest intiimsusest.
This speaks about fruitfulness.
Viljakusest.
Nurturing.
Toitmisest.
See, if we have not the relation, the love relationship,
meil ei ole armastuse osadust,
we cannot breathe life.
Siis me ei saa hingata elu ega tuua elu.
We cannot bring life and not breathe life.
Me ei saa tuua ega hingata elu.
The dew of heaven.
Taeva kaste.
Third night watch.
Kolmas.
Let us go back.
Lähme tagasi. Kolmas.
Know this, this is the sound of the cock crowing.
See oli see, kui kukk laulis.
This, you see, this sounds a new season. If you wake up, it's an alarm, you know.
Kui sa ärkad üles, siis on üks ärk veel üles äratamise hüie või kutse.
Now it's a season of increasing light.
Nüüd on
I must prepare
kasvava valguse aeg. Nüüd ma pean valmistuma päevaks.
See, God loves us so much.
Jumal armastab meid nii palju.
Strategies of time in our temporal time zone.
Strateegiad selleks ajaks, kus me elame.
Mark.
Markuse.
13.
13.
Here the Lord says, watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning.
33. Vaadake ette, olge valvel, sest ei tea, millal see aeg on käes. Otse...
That's it?
Only 33.
Okay, yeah, it's the English version, huh? Mark 35.
Nõnda valvake, sest ei tea, millal koja isand tuleb, kas õhtul või keskeajal või kukkelaulu ajal või varahommikul.
See, there's also called those different seasons.
Siin on need erinevad hooajad.
This speaks about attention, be prepared.
Siin ta ütleb, et tähelepanu, olge valmis.
It means not you have every time to be awake.
See ei tähenda, et sa pead ärkvel olema.
See, in the natural you might sleep.
Noomulikuses sa võib-olla isegi makad.
But in the spiritual you are awake.
Aga vaimselt sa oled ikkagi ärkvel.
Why? Because you get dreams in the night.
Sest sul on ööselgi unenäo.
And dreams are also connected with revelation.
Ja unenäod on ka ilmutusega seotud ja juhtimisega.
So it's really interesting if you want to get out some character of the dream, then it's good to know when you when this dream happened.
Nii et on hea ka vahest tõlgitsemise puhul teada, mis ajal see unenägu täpselt oli.
So in this night watch there is much spiritual activity.
Nii et sellel valve ajal on palju vaimset niukest tegutsemist.
And this is the season where the Lord is giving many dreams. Yes, he gives it also in other times, but this is a really revelationary traffic season.
See on siuke eriti ilmutuste kiirte aeg.
And this is the night watch, or this is the period of time.
See on üks ajaperiood,
where the Lord is giving the saint, the believer, the possibility.
Kus isand annab usklikule võimaluse.
To take authority over a covenant breaker
selle lepingu murdja üle,
that tries to sow unbelief,
kes püüab külvata
or doubting,
kahtlust,
and wants to break the direction that you go.
Seda suunda, kus sa oled minemas.
And I found really out that many people who were sharing their dreams.
Ja ma olen tähele pannud, et inimesed paljud, kes jagavad unenägusid,
and it was connected with a covenant breaker.
Siis ta on seotud lepingu murdjaga.
See, covenant breaker, we know. Covenant is marriage, for example.
Leping on näiteks abielu.
Or a spirit of rebellion.
Mässu vaimsus.
In the church that tries to...
If you,
get those dreams in the night,
neid unenägusid
öösel, it's a warning about those covenant
breakers. Nendest lepingu rikkujatest.
And if you wake up,
ja kui sa ärkad,
you come in agreement with the word and you speak out destruction
sõnaga,
over this power.
Ja sa räägid väes
and
Jumala
you refuse the power to move on your coming day.
Nendel tulevastel päevadel.
See, most Christians, they got attacked by the enemy, by thoughts.
Enamik kristlasi saavad rünnatud mõtete tasandil.
But the Christians, they feel, if they are not trained, they feel ashamed because they think they are it.
Nagu halvasti ennast, et miks ma, kuidas ma niukseid mõtteid
and if they get this covenant breaker thoughts into their brain,
lepingu murd ja mõtted
those
pähe,
are the, I would call the robbing birds.
Need on nagu need röövlinnud.
This is a... If God shows those kind of dreams and if you go first against it, this thing cannot attack you.
Siis sa võid minna nagu palves nendele vastu ja siis nad ei saa rünnata
sind. So you refuse it.
Sa keeldud neil, keelad
neil
tulemast. Sa seisad neile vastu nagu Abraham.
The Lord sees your altar. He sees your heart.
Jumal näeb sinu südant, sinu altarit.
You love him.
Ja sa armastad
teda. So what will the devil do?
Ja mida siis kurat teeb?
His task or his goal is to pull you away from the Lord.
Sind eemale Jumala
so how he can do it?
Kuidas seda siis teeb?
If he goes into the deepest corners of your heart,
kui ta saab sinu südame sügavustesse,
to bring terror by thoughts
hirmu mõtete läbi,
that shake you and that make you fearful
ja teevad sind kartlikuks.
And what he tries
ja see,
that you start to go away and be ashamed.
Et sa läheksid ära ja häbeneksid.
And I can see it so often with Christians.
Ma näen kristlastega seda pidevalt juhtumas.
And most of the same, I speak with them, I say, the Lord Jesus loves you, come back to the cross.
Tule tagasi
you know, if you're not coming back to the cross,
kui sa ei tule risti juurde,
then you get hard.
Siis sa muutud su kõva südameliseks.
Your heart gets hard.
Süda
you have no
kõvaks.
Emotions anymore.
Sul ei ole enam mingeid emotsioone.
You will not share anymore with your, with
sa
your neighbor.
Oma naabrite
everything is good,
katkeb.
But there's something wrong in your heart.
Kõik on hästi, aga tegelikult on asjad valesti.
You must be honest.
Sa pead olema aus.
And don't try to hide about the fig tree.
Ja ära püüa sinna viigipuu taha peita ennast.
You cannot.
Sa ei saa.
Because the day wind of the Lord is moving in the Garden of Eden.
Sest et Jumal liigub seal päeva õhtus, seal Edeni aias.
And all those who move with the Father in the day wind.
Ja kõik need, kes liiguvad isaga.
They will ask, where are you?
Nad küsivad, kus sa oled
kadunud? Why are you not coming?
Miks sa ei tule enam?
What is going on?
Mis toimub sinuga?
It's not an accusation.
See ei ole süüdistus.
But the congregation of the saints.
Aga pühade kogudus.
Is the fellowship of protection.
Peab olema kaitstud ja peab olema osadus.
Fellowship.
Osadus, kaitse osadus. Osadus peab olema kaitstud.
Don't eat every fruit.
Et ära söö igat vilja.
Don't eat every fruit.
Ära söö igat vilja.
There are some fruits where you are allowed to eat and there are some fruits where you are not allowed.
On viljad, mida sa võid süüa, on viljad, mida sa ei tohiks süüa.
So respect the borders of God.
Jumala piire.
The fruits of light and fruits of darkness.
On valguse on pimeduse viljad.
It's the month where you can where you can be bitter.
On kuu kus sa võid olla niuke kibestunud.
Or where you can become sweet.
Aga sa võid ka muutuda magusaks.
It's the season where you can make
on hooaeg, kus sa võid
the bitter circumstance in your life.
Kibedad olukorrad oma elus
to become sweet.
Magusateks.
Like Moses did.
Nii nagu Mooses tegi.
In Mara.
Maras.
Which means bitterness.
Mis tähendab kibedust.
Standing at the water.
Ta seisis seal vee ääres.
People were thirsty.
Inimesed olid janus.
After revelation, I would call it for us now.
See peale ilmutust.
Hungry, thirsty for revelation. Now thirsty
ilmutuse järele.
For encouragement.
Nad olid vajasid julgustust.
And they said, this water is not possible to drink.
Seda vett ei saa juua.
It's bitter.
See on kibe.
So the one that was pulled out of the water, which Moses means.
Ja siis see, mis Mooses tähendab, et veest välja tõmmatud.
The one that was born out of the Spirit.
See, kes sündis vaimust.
Raised up and released by the Spirit.
Tõusis üles ja vabastati vaimust.
Now went to this pot of water.
Läks sinna vee juurde.
Used the cross.
Kasutas risti või puutükki.
And said in the name of Jesus.
Ja ütles Jeesuse nimel.
I speak to this influence, the valley influence.
Mõjule, sellele valele mõjule.
To make the saints bitter.
Teha pühasid kibedaks.
I release in the name of the Lord.
Jeesuse nimel.
The sweetness.
Isanda nimel selle
magususe. And the spirit and the bride say.
Ja vaim ja pruut ütlevad.
Come.
Tule.
And who is thirsty?
Ja kes on janune?
Shall say come. And shall drink from the water.
Ja joogu veest. Sellest veest.
Are you with me?
Oled sa minuga kaasas?
Don't care.
Ära hooli sellest.
How your environment looks.
Kuidas su ümbruskond välja näeb?
How bitter the people try to speak to you.
Püüavad sinuga rääkida.
God is using you.
Isand kasutab sind.
As the rod in his hand.
Kui keppi oma käes saua.
Because you have Jesus in your life.
Sest Jeesus on sinu elus.
And he releases you right in time.
Et tema vabastab sind õigel ajal.
To bring sweetness.
Et tuua magusust.
To the hearts.
Inimeste südametesse, kes on kibestunud.
That they are once more again able.
Et nad on jällegi võimelised.
To drink from the living water.
Jooma sellest elavast veest.
Why I tell you this because
miks ma seda räägin, sest
I don't want to go too deep in the detail because it's really much.
Ma ei taha minna liiga sügavale detailides, sest see on liiga palju.
But the spiritual month where we are in is
aga
called
see vaimne kuu, kus me oleme, seda kutsutakse
Bool. And it means fruit.
Ja see tähendab vilja.
And or it means also the month Mar Sheshvan.
Ja see on ka Mar Sheshvan.
And Mar means bitter.
Mar tähendab kibe.
This is why God is saying.
See on see, miks Jumal ütleb.
You can.
Sa võid.
You can be angry.
Sa võid olla vihane.
In the border that God said.
Selles piiris, mis Jumal lubab, mis ta on öelnud.
See the Lord is not telling us we cannot be angry.
Jumal ei ütle, et me ei või kunagi vihastada.
But we shall not enter into human rage.
Aga me ei tohi mingisse inimliku vihasse laskuda.
Let God do
Las
his part.
Jumal teeb oma osa.
See, it is the month where
see on kuu, kus
it's the month I call the month of Manasseh.
Manasseh kuu.
And this was the one he was a firstborn.
Tema oli esmasündinu.
And normally he shall get the firstborn blessing.
Ja tavaliselt oleks pidanud ta saama tavaolukorras esmasündinu õnnistuse.
Manasseh was the son of Joseph.
Ta oli Joosepi poeg.
And Joseph was the son of Jacob.
Ja Joosep oli Jaakobi poeg.
So here was a season where Ephraim, the second born.
Ja see oli hooaeg, kus Ephraim teisena sündinu.
The second born of Joseph.
Joosepi teine poeg.
They went as generations first and second to the grandfather
et nad
or the father.
Siis isa vanaisa juurde.
So here we're now three generations
aligned.
Seal oli
kolm põlvkonda koos.
So Ephraim was on one side, Manasseh on the other side.
Ephraim ühel pool ja Manasseh teisel pool seisid nad siis vanaisa.
Now Joseph wanted that Jacob would
would bless Manasseh first. Manasset esmasündinud.
But what happened, he crossed his hands.
Aga see, mis juhtus, oli see, et ta pani hoopis nende oma käed risti.
And the left hand was on Manasseh.
Ja vasak käsi oli Manasseh
peal. So this also the month of the left hand.
See on ka vasaku käe kuu.
And I will explain
ja ma pärast
it later.
Seletan seda.
And on the right hand,
ja
he put his hand on Ephraim, the second
born. Ephraimi teise poja
and
peale.
As a grandfather, he released the firstborn blessing
ja
on Ephraim.
Siis vanaisena vallandas siis selle esmasünni
so see, this speaks about upgrade.
Teisele pojale. See on
don't ülendus. Get in frustration or in anger
ära
if people get upgraded
kui inimesi ülendatakse, kes on nagu
into a higher level
kõrgemale tasandile,
than you are.
Kui sina oled.
I spoke some minutes ago about the milk and the meat.
Ma rääkisin piimast ja lihast.
God is giving you the same measure.
Jumal annab sama mõõdu.
But don't look with your natural
aga
eye.
Aga ära vaata asju oma loomuliku
silmadega. Because the natural
silmadega.
Eye brings deceit.
Loomulik silmadega vaatamine te petab sind.
And let move your and is letting your emotion your human emotions move too
emotsioonid
strong.
Lähevad liiga tugevaks.
And then you get into those frustrations
ja
and attacks
and igasse rünnakutesse ja segadusse ja
you can enter fast into rumors and everything.
Ja siis saad osa igasugustest kuulujuttudest
so be aware of it.
Nii et ole tähelepanelik.
The Lord loves us.
Isand armastab
sind. Because of this he gives us revelation.
Ja sellepärast annab meile ilmutuse, et me oleksime kaitstud.
Now the left hand.
Nii et vasak käsi.
We know that the right hand of God.
Me teame, et Jumala parem käel.
Is connected with God's movement.
See on nagu Jumala parem käsi.
The right hand of the Lord or the right arm of the Lord is lifted up.
Jumala parem käsi on üles tõstetud.
Or is lifted up and the you see and protection and everything moves.
Kõik kaitse ja Jumala liikumine on paremas käes.
This is supernatural movement.
See on üleloomulik liikumine.
The left hand
vasak käsi
speaks about the flesh side, the human side.
Räägib nagu inimese poolest või osast.
Call the right hand. If you ask me, okay, Daniel, how I can discern those things?
Kuidas ma nendest asjadest nagu eristada saan?
Now, I would call Jesus, the Son of God,
et Jeesus on Jumala poeg,
now seated at the right hand of God,
nüüd istumas isa paremal
käel, as the right hand of Father.
Kui isa parem käsi.
The left hand
vasak käsi
is the body of Christ on earth.
On Kristuse ihu siin maa peal.
So, the left side speaks about the manifestation of the plan of God
Jumala plaani ilmingust
in the natural.
Loomulikuses.
So, it speaks about faith works.
See räägib siis nendest usutegudest.
This is a month where you start to establish
kus hakkad rajama
by your work
oma töödega,
or
tegudega.
Show up the faith by your
Kui
work.
Sa näitad välja oma tegudega usku.
Okay, let me ask, who of you is here who is in a season where you think or where you feel you have to, or you are in it, where you feel you have to move by faith now.
Et sa pead nagu täiesti nagu usus käima.
And to establish what God has now.
Et rajada seda, mida Jumal tahab teha praegu.
Who of you?
Kes teist käib usus praegu väga kõvasti?
Amen. So God has see this is only a foundational like concrete of a house.
See on nagu maja selline
prophetic
vundament.
Concrete where you build the house on.
Prophetlik vundament kus ehitad maja.
It's the revelation of the logos word.
Ilmutus sellest logose sõnast.
But to it God will add the rema.
Aga Jumal siis lisab sellele rema juurde kus edasi lähed.
And this is how it works.
See on see kuidas asi toimib.
So, you are right in time, the Lord is telling you.
Jumal ütleb, et sa oled õige ajas.
This is why you can step boldly out of the boat and
et
now prophesy.
Sa võid väga julgelt astuda välja paadist välja
prophesy. Because you know that you know.
Sest sa tead, et sa
it
tead.
Is the time frame.
On aeg selleks.
And by that you prophesy.
Ja siis selle läbi sa profeteerid.
You are right in time.
Sa oled õige ajas.
Move on.
Liigud edasi.
And everything will be fine.
Ja kõik saab hästi olema.
Don't fear.
Ära karda.
Because the upgrade is coming.
Sest ülendus tuleb.
Don't look to the left, don't look to the right.
Paremale ka vasakule.
Move on with
Liigu
what
edasi
God has given you.
Sellega, mis sul on Jumalal.
Hold your natural eye pure.
Hoia oma puhas silm puhtana.
Don't move in rivalry.
Ära mine rivaalitsema kellegagi.
This is the reason why rivalry starts to try to
rivaalitsemine
to shake you.
Sind raputada.
Don't fear it.
Ära karda
because
seda.
The Lord of hosts is with you.
On sinuga.
And you will have
ja sul saab olema
your parasim.
Sinu
your breakthrough.
Läbimurre.
The eighth month, eighth, new beginnings.
Uus algus.
New cycle.
Uus tsükkel.
New things. So don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Ära ütle mulle.
I don't know. You are in it. Go into the new.
Mine nüüd uude.
Don't fear.
Ära karda.
New is new.
Uus on uus.
Unexplored.
See on veel avastamata.
Oh, thank you. I will give you more.
Ma annan sulle rohkem.
I want to encourage you.
Ma tahan sind julgustada.
What happened in this season
Mis
in the world?
Mis toimub praegu siin maa peal?
See, First Kings,
Esimese kuningate,
chapter 6,
kuus,
it speaks about the temple of Solomon.
Räägib Salomoni templist.
First Kings, chapter 6,
Esimese kuningate raamat, kuus,
37,
37
to 38.
38.
In the fourth year, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid in the month of Tziv. And in the 11th year, in the month of Bul, where we are now, which is the 8th month, the house was finished in all its details and according to all its plans, so he was 7 years in building it.
4. aastal siivikuus pandi Jehova kojale alus ja 11. aastal puulikuus, see on see, kus me praegu oleme, see on 8. kuus, sai koda kõigis oma osades valmis just nagu see pidi olema, ta ehitas seda 7 aastat.
So this is also a season of establishment.
See on üks rajamise kuu.
It's about a season where you open up the new wineskin and say, fill it now, Lord.
Hooaeg, kus avad selle uue veini lähkri ja ütled, isand täidase.
Come and enter in with your glory.
Tule sisse oma auga.
Visit it. Visit us.
Külasta meid.
Visit me.
Külasta mind.
Visit the church.
Külasta kogudust.
Visit the hearts.
Südameid.
That are prepared.
Kes on valmis.
There was John.
Seal olid Johannes,
preparing the way,
kes valmistas maad
for
ette,
the lamb,
talle tulekuks,
to stay,
selga,
to stay,
et jääda.
Fulfilling of preparation,
täites seda ettevalmistust,
brings visitation,
siis see toob külastus.
Expect visitation.
Oota külastust.
If you prepared your heart.
Kui sa oled valmistanud
oma
südant.
In the center of the will of God.
Jumala tahte keskel.
God can no other way.
Siis Jumalal ei ole
as
muud teed.
As to enter with his glory into your
sinu
life.
Ellu.
How bitter it may seem.
Ükskõik kui kibe see ka ei tundu.
The Lord will come with his glory and will make it sweet.
Ja teeb selle magusaks.
I declare it over
Ma
your life in the name of
sinu
Jesus.
Elu üles, selle Jeesuse nimel.
Now, keep attention on
Nüüd
idolatry.
Tähelepanu ebajumala suhtes, ebajumalate suhtes.
And this speaks about a power that tries to pull you away from the right way.
See on üks vägi, mis püüab sind eemale tõmmata õigest teest.
It means self-adoration of people showing up how good they are.
Iseenda ülendamine, kui
Come and
head.
Follow me.
Tulge järgige mind.
I am the one.
Mina olen see õige.
Keep attention on those people.
Tähelepanu selliste inimeste suhtes. See on
It's
ohtlik.
A golden calf.
See on kuldne vasikas.
This happened with Jeroboam.
See juhtus Jeroboamiga.
The king Jeroboam.
Kuningas Jeroboam.
Was Israel pulling away.
Oli see, kes tõmbas Iisraeli kõrvale.
First Kings 12.
Esimese kuningate 12.
Verse 28 to
32. 28-32.
Therefore the king asked advice, made 2 calves of gold, and said to the people, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought up you from the brought you up from the land of Egypt, and he set up one in Bethel and the other put in Dan. Now this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan. He made shrines on the high places and made priests from every class of people who were not of the sons of Levi. Jeroboam ordained a feast on the 15th day of the 8th month, which is this month Bul, like the feast that was in Judah, and offered sacrifices on the altar. So he did at Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he had made. And at Bethel he installed the priest of the high places which he had made.
Ja kuningas pidas nõu, valmistas siis kaks kuldvasikat ning ütles rahvale, saagu teile küllalt Jerusalema minekust. Vaata Iisrael, siin on sinu jumalad, kes tõid sind ära Egiptuse maalt. Ja ta pani ühe Peetelisse ja teise Taani. Sellest aga tuli patt. Rahvas läks tolle teise juurde Taanist saadik. Ja ta ehitas ohvri küngastele kodasid ning seadis preestreid igasugu rahvast, kes ei olnud leviidid. Ja Jeroboam seadis 8. kuu 15, jälle 8. kuu nagu praegu 15. päeval samasuguse püha nagu oli Juudamaal ja läks ise üles altarile, nõnda tegi ta Peetelis, et ohverdada vasikaile, mille ta oli teinud, ja ta seadis Peetelis preestrid ohvriküngaste tarvis, mille ta oli teinud.
See, he expanded
et ta
Bethel Dan. He extended idolatry.
Ta nagu laiendas seda ebajumala teenistust.
To
pani välja.
To pull
et tõmmata
the people of Israel, the saints, speaks
pühad,
for us now, away from the real Yeshua.
Tõelisest Jeesusest, Yeshuast.
Jesus said in the last time they will say here is Jesus, there is Jesus, this ministry is Jesus, this ministry is Jesus, this leader is
Jesus,
and everyone, you know, will get confused and don't know what's going on. But praise God for the apostles and prophets
who
bring really direction and clarity against those powers who try to split the body of Christ and this right here in this nation. I refuse those powers. I'm not allowing them to split this nation.
Tõmmata pooleks seda rahvast
in the name of Jesus. And I speak out that all powers that try to take the view of the saints, of the children of God away from Jesus, I declare that those powers will fall.
Langevad.
You know, Jeroboam was in fear.
Jeroboam oli hirmus.
He was in fear to lose power and authority.
Ta kartis kaotada oma väge ja meelevalda.
And this was why he tried to
miks ta püüdis
to deceive the people with the golden facet of the wonderful structure. Look how good, how many people I have. Look how influential people I have. Look what I can do.
Vaata, mis mina suudan teha.
You know, it's not what I can do.
Mitte see, mida mina suudan
teha. It's what he can do.
Mida tema suudab teha.
And the prophet Bobby Connor, he was
ja
speaking about
Bob
some years ago.
Rääkis mõned aastat
tagasi. He said there's a season coming.
Ütleb, et on üks hooaeg tulemas.
And he said where leaders will appear firstly good.
Tunduvad algul nagu head.
And they will take the view of the people.
Ja siis nad võtavad kogu tähelepanu
who are looking on Jesus.
Kes vaatavad Jeesuse
peale. Pull it away from the Lord.
Ja tõmbavad nad isanda juurest ära. Ja ise enda juurde.
You know, if this happens,
ja kui see juhtub,
the eye of the light of the body,
siis see valgus, silma valgus,
if you have not any more Christ in front of you, who is the light,
enam Kristus silma ees, kes on valgus,
you will lose light,
siis sa kaotad valguse.
If you look on a light bearer,
ja kui sa vaatad selle,
on a light bearer, on a carrier of light, not the producer of light.
Ja sa vaatad valguse kandja peale, mitte valguse allika peale.
See, it's a difference.
On erinevus
between the energy source that brings the
selle
light
valgus, energia,
and the light bulb.
Ja siis selle
we are like a light bulb.
Me oleme
we
nagu
receive
need,
the power and
need pirnid,
we reflect the glory.
Seda valgust ja nad
but
edasi.
Jesus is the true light
aga
power.
On tõeline, see vägi, see
and
elektri.
If we are not anymore connected, if we,
ja
have,
me ei ole enam
if we have the shape born, not anymore in front of us,
ja kui meil ei ole enam tema kuju,
we
meis,
cannot multiply in strength
siis me ei saa
like the goats of
tugevuses.
Jacob. Like the goats of Jacob.
Nagu Jaakobi.
They had the shaped rods in front of them.
Ah, need samad need sikud, kelle ette ta pani need pulgad, mis olid lõigatud.
And they became strong, sprinkled.
Ja kui nad neid vaatsid, siis nemad said tugevateks.
I want really a strong herd of power.
Mina tahaks väga tugevat,
power sheep, power goats,
lampaid,
power lions,
lampaid,
power eagles, whatever.
Lõvisid ja väekotkaid. Mis iganes.
Yeah, may they appear weak, and they
Võibolla
will.
Nad on väliselt nõrgad,
but they are powerful in Jesus.
Aga nad on tugevad Jeesuses.
I'm not in. My life is not an advertisement for movement.
Minu elu ei ole reklaam liikumisele.
My life is an advertisement for heaven.
Minu elu on reklaam taevale.
And this speaks about the reflection of him.
Ja see räägib Jeesuse tema peegeldamisest.
I am only reflecting a part.
Mina ainult peegeldan ühte osa.
You're reflecting a part.
Ja sina peegeldad teist
osa. But everyone is reflecting him.
Aga me kõik peegeldame
teda. And because of this,
ja selle tõttu,
people can see Jesus of the unity.
Inimesed võivad näha selles ühtsuses Jeesusest, Kristuse ihu ühtsuses kogu Jeesust.
Have mercy, Lord.
Isa on armu.
Be ready for revelation.
Olge valmis ilmutuseks.
Zechariah, the prophet.
Zakaria, prophet. Zakaria.
See, this was a Jeroboam was a covenant breaker, for example.
Jeroboam oli lepingu murdja näiteks. Üks neist lepingu murdjatest.
Zechariah 1 verse 1.
Zakaria 1:1.
In the 8th month, Bul, of the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying.
Ja Daariavese teisel aastal, 8. kuus, jälle 8. kuu, kus me oleme, tuli Jehova sõna prohvet Zakariale, Ido poja, Berkia pojale, ta ütles.
This speaks about
see räägib
a word of revelation coming to you.
Et ilmutuse sõna tuleb sinu juurde.
Don't say, I have no revelation.
Ära ütle,
the Lord is
mulle
here
ei ole ilmutus.
To tell you, I want to fill you.
Et öelda, et ta tahab siin täita.
To be a voice.
Et olla hääl.
Of direction.
Suund.
And holiness.
Pühadus.
And if you would go on and study
Zechariah,
and what he says,
mida ta ütles,
return to me.
Pöörduge minu
it means
poole.
That there are people who went astray, got pulled aside from a wrong
tõmmatud,
power that deceived them, came as an
oli,
angel of light.
Valguse ingel nende juurde.
And you are there
ja
to carry
seal,
a voice, to tell the people,
öelda,
return to Messiah.
Tagasi Messia poole.
This is what you have to.
See on see, mis sa pead.
It's a better circumstance.
See kibe olukord.
But he's telling you,
aga tema ütleb
you carry a sweetness in your voice.
Sina kannad oma hääles pehmust ja magusust.
To bring a
et tuua
return, a transformation.
Transformatsioon, ümberpööramine.
A return to the real source coming back.
Et tõeline allikas tuleb
to
tagasi.
Sweet.
Et ta muutub magusaks see vesi jälle.
People be ready.
Inimesed olge valmis.
The next week.
Järgmine nädal.
The Lord will come to you.
Isand tuleb
with different revelations.
Erineva ilmutusega.
By dreams.
Unenägude.
By revelation in the word.
Ilmutustega läbi sõna.
And those words are rema words to you.
Ja need sõnad on rema sõnad sinule.
And if you hear those words, position yourself in it.
Ja kui sa neid kuuled, siis pane ennast.
I'm telling you it that you know.
Ma ütlen sulle, et sa teaksid
that the Lord is speaking to you.
Et isand saab rääkima sinuga.
Don't fear.
Ära karda.
The revelation that the Lord is starting to
ilmutus,
manifest.
Mida isand hakkab ilmutama.
Personally.
Isiklikult.
For the family.
Perekonna jaoks.
For the church ministry.
Koguduse teenistuse jaoks.
For the region, for the nation.
Selle ala, selle rahva jaoks.
Be ready.
Ole valmis.
Means if people get the revelation,
see, kui inimesed saavad ilmutuse,
hear what they will get.
Siis kuula, mis nad saavad.
Everything must go
kõik peab olema
in agreement with the word.
Sõnaga.
This is why we must know the word.
Sellepärast me peame tundma sõna.